Blog Talk Radio.
Vaughn, I know we're not supposed to sing this tonight, but I keep hearing this. And after all that I've been through, I've got a story to tell you. He wouldn't let the devil consume me, because God knew he could use me. And God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he'll do the same for you. God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he's given you the same grace. God has given you the same grace. God's given you the same grace. I'm talking about that Daniel grace. Hey, same grace. Put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder. Tell him, God is what he's done. Understand that even though you are in the fire, the same grace that he gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the same grace that God has given you. What is that, Bishop? What is that grace, Bishop? You're going to be in the fire, but when you come out, you won't smell like smoke. You're going to be in the fiery furnace, but when you come out, you won't look like what you've been through. God's given you the same grace. Lay your hand on your neighbor, say, same grace. Tell him, say, because he's given. Because we got church in the morning. That's a grace on my life.
That's a grace on my life.
And after all that I've been through, time's got a story to tell you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Yo Fix It Six. I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. Glory to God. As always, we just like to thank all our listeners. We'd like to thank the First Lady of MCI Ministry Radio. We just like to give honor and praise unto God. Hope all is well with everyone. Once again, we'd like to thank all our listeners, all our supporters, all those who just been there with us and riding this storm out together with us. We appreciate you. We truly, truly do. And we thank God for you. Amen. We want to take this time to give God praise and give God honor. Father God, we thank you for new beginnings. We thank you because you woke us up on this morning, Father. We thank you for your presence in our hearts as well as our homes, Father. Father, we just ask you to continue to give us grace and mercy. And most of all, Father, give us wisdom and understanding of you and the things of you. Father God, we need you, Father. We ask you to bless those that's less fortunate than us, Father. Those who have lost their homes through fire and tornadoes, God. Those who have lost loved ones, Father. We ask you to give them peace of mind, Father. Give them peace in the midst of their grieving, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that all things go through you, Father, and all things that you do are great, mighty, and powerful, and you have a reason to do all that you do. So we thank you right now, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, if it's okay with you, I would like to do a little teaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have so much planned for the next season. God has really, really laid so much on my heart, and he's already put a few people aboard to assist us in this ministry, because it is ministry. Amen. We have so many surprises, but we want you guys to be a part of it. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to reach out, touch, email, speak up. We're here. If you need prayer, we're here. We're here. And I say it, and I'll continue to say it. You're not in this by yourself. Even if it's just to rejoice, even if it's just to give a praise report, we're here. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to be coming from the book of Proverbs on this evening. And what I want to talk about is wisdom, but I also want to talk about the different characters in the book of Proverbs. By reading it, I understand that the scriptures tell us that there's two kinds of people. There's the wise and there's the fool. Amen. We also know that the book of Proverbs contains so much information, enormous amounts of teaching, advice, statements about money, marriage, work, relationships, sex, communication, education, discipline, godliness, anything that you can think of, the book of Proverbs can assist as well as teach us. Amen. The teaching can be organized around, like we were saying, I said two characters, but it's really four. I just broke them down because the two to me can go into one. Amen. And it's like four main characters who keep surfacing throughout the book of Proverbs. That's why I brought it up like that, because they're coming up in the book of Proverbs. Amen. And some of us may know some in our everyday life. Two characters, the wise and the godly, to me, are just the wise and the godly, or one character, are presented as model citizens for those who follow the teaching of Proverbs and their counterparts. Now, the other characters are the fool and the wicked, which is one. Amen. Who are presented as warnings against ignoring what Proverbs teaches. Carefully study. We're going to study these four characters, and we're going to use them as models and as warnings. And as we go on, we're going to reference these characters to try to put a face with a body, or a face with a behavior. So as we go through this, we're going to try to get an understanding of the passages that we're going to go through. Amen. Like I said, the characters we're going to talk about is the wise as well as the fool. Amen. And in Proverbs, the wise person is seen as one who develops four skills and uses them all well. Amen. The ability to gather information, to learn facts, to seek and find knowledge. Amen. That's the wise. And we're going to try to go down this list. Amen. Go with me to chapter 2, verses 1. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go down to 7. It says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart unto understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and seeth for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah. Amen. So in this opening chapter, Solomon is laying down a foundation for those of us who either already read it or are going to read it or just read it just now. He laid down the foundation for those of us who've read Proverbs and find some information inside. Amen. He presented and developed in this purpose through maybe, I went to 7, but maybe through from 1 through 6 and 7. If you really read it, 7 qualifies. He informed the reader that this purpose cannot possibly be obtained apart from a correct understanding of and response to God defining the key terms in verse 7 will help in understanding this passage. Fear does not mean to be afraid of. Rather, it means, hallelujah, it does not mean to be afraid of. Rather, it means that we must be in awe of, have an ultimate respect, and be realistic about the power of God. Amen. The beginners referred to the first step of starting point on the path we take as we attempt to reach destinations. But knowledge refers to our attempt to understand and make sense of what is around us. The people, the language, the behaviors. We have to make sense of the things that's around us. Amen. Decisions are ranging from simple to complex, from harmless to disastrous. And they're made, amen, on the basis of what we believe to be accurate knowledge. Our approach to knowledge is essential to discovering the truth as Christians. Amen. Now, if you go with me to chapter 8, verse 10 to 11, we're still talking about the wise man. I want to do the wise because I don't want to confuse us and just still. So I want to do the wise, and then we're going to do the fool. And please take notes. And I'm not saying that nobody's a fool, nobody's wiser than other. But if you know, sometimes we have characteristics, and sometimes there's behaviors that we have, and we may think they're correct. We might be thinking we're doing the right thing. Sometimes even the way we talk to people, sometimes we can even talk with such a harshness that is unpleasing to God. Amen. And I would, you know, that's another study, you know, about even the way we talk and behave to people. So there's some sins that God just condemns us for. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 8, verse 10 to 11. And it reads such, receive my instructions and not silver, and acknowledge rather than choose gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to. And I always applied that to myself because I used to always say, wow, if I was a millionaire, a billionaire, I'd be doing this, this, and this. But how many know with all that wealth and no wisdom, you're going to make so many foolish decisions that you're going to be broke, that you're going to find yourself even worse off than you started. If we look at some of the millionaires that we've seen, people who, and one of the things that came to my mind was the guy who got beat up, and he used to always say, can't we all just get along? Rodney King. And he got really, and they gave him like $17 million. And within 2 years, he was broke because he was foolish with it. And amen. And that's why God said we have to be wise, because some people can have wisdom and be foolish with your wisdom, because we use it for the wrong things. We get so intelligent that we think we know everything and no one can tell us nothing. So we lose out. We lose out on friendship. We lose out on information, because there's no one wiser than God. Amen. You know, when God sends someone our way to give us an understanding of something, we should just go ahead and try to get that understanding. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stay. Let's go down to chapter 14 and 15. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go to chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. Hallelujah. This is, I'm so sorry on this. Even I love teaching, and I just need a bigger desk so I can maneuver a little bit better. But praise God for what I already have. Amen. Praise God for giving me wisdom and understanding to just do it the way he says do it. Amen. And not the way I want to do it. Chapter 10, verse 14 and 15 goes, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. And wow, we can do so much with our mouth that it says that the wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. When we start speaking foolish things, saying foolish things, we're so close to destruction. You ever see somebody when you're talking to them, and every time you say something, I know, I know, I know, and they're not listening, and because they're not listening, they're not hearing you, and because they're not hearing you, they didn't get the information that they needed to get. So if you're trying to teach me something that I don't have an understanding of, and you're trying to teach me, and because I put my pride before listening to you, because I don't want to listen to you anyway, I don't think you know what's saying. That's another thing. We look at people and think they don't know nothing because we're looking at the outer core, but we don't know what they know. That's why I say quick to listen, slow to speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the ability to develop insight, it sharpens our understanding. Amen. So once you get that ability to develop insight, it's the sharpness of understanding and discernment, because a wise person works to understand the information he or she gathers. We see that that's a beautiful thing. We get a discernment, and then we work to understand the information that we gather. It's just like studying your Bible and reading your Bible. As you read it and as you get the information, you read it and read it until you get that understanding of the information that you gather. Amen. And I'm going to go to the book of Proverbs. Well, we are in the book of Proverbs. I'm going to go to chapter 1, verse 5. And then we're going to come back to 10 also, but I want to do this just to give an example. It says, because a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. Even if I think I know everything, and my wife might get upset with me sometimes, but I will call her every time I don't know something, from the littlest thing to the biggest thing. And I know she might say, well, I should know. She never says it. But maybe, you know, sometimes we assume that people know something. And sometimes they might have knew it, but they forgot. And sometimes, you know, I'm new to a lot of stuff that she's already, that she's been learning all her life, that she's been a part, it's been a part of her life always. So it's instinct to her. It's right there. It's right there. It's not instinct to me. But now that I'm learning, I listen and I learn. I didn't even take notes because there's going to be a time when she's not around. So wisdom tells me, take notes, pay attention, listen to what she said, listen to what she just showed you to do. And that way, if she's not available at one time and you have the same situation, the wisdom that you use to get the information, it'll be available for you if you ever need it again. Amen. And we have to understand that the people that we get our information from won't always be around. Thank God for YouTube. Thank God for Google. Thank God for people that's wiser than you, wiser than me. Thank God for information. Thank God for wisdom. But we got to get it ourselves as Christians. We got to get this information because when people ask you questions, we got to have answers. And we just can't give them what we want to hear because somebody going to walk up to you one day and you be talking and ministering to them. Well, show me that in the Bible. Or if you have conversations with people and you try to tell them like, you know, this is a sin and God is not pleased with that. Well, can you show me that? You know, one of the things I was reading one day, me and my wife, and then I came across how people always say, like, why are you smoking weed all the time? Oh, God gave me this weed. He planted this herb in the ground if he didn't want me to smoke it. But the Bible don't say, all herbs. And I can find the scripture, but that's not where we at. I'm just using this for an example. They say all herbs are used for cooking. I never found it nowhere in there that God said this herb is for you to roll it up, smoke it, and get foolish and clumsy and delusional and funny and just foolish and lose your mind and get lazy and don't do nothing but roll up another. I never seen that nowhere. But I just use that for example. We have to have enough wisdom and understanding of what we're telling people. We got to be able to back it up. Amen. When we are walking with the ability to develop insight, sharpness, or understanding, and discernment, even when we're talking to people, whatever you discern of God, the wisdom comes when God say this, or God say don't say nothing. No matter what you discern, because God has given you that power, that gift to discern, it's like an advance. That is just to know before the person even lies to you. You already know they're lying. But so what? Okay, you're telling a lie. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here for to try to assist you and help you. And later on down the line, by us helping them, they'll come out of that lying behavior and that lying spirit. Not if we start judging and pointing fingers. I know you're lying. You don't think I don't know that? God gave me discernment to know that you're... No, that's not wisdom. That's foolishness. Amen? There's a right way and there's a wrong way. There's God's way and the wrong way. Amen? Chapter 10, verse 13. Amen. Chapter 10, verse 13. It says, and the lips of him that have understanding, wisdom is found. Hear me out now. In the lips of him or her that have understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. A rod is for the back of him. And we can read that into, there's some things down the lines coming when we're operating in foolishness because God is not in it. And we're going to have to pay for that. And God is not playing with us. Amen. God is not playing. He's given us so much information. He's raised us up. He's trying. And I thank God once again for First Lady because, and now people say, well, why, you know, you're always talking about, I have to, because I give credit to where credit is due. And before I even, you know, got engaged to her or knew her like that, one of the things that she always taught us at church was, when you get home, don't fold your Bible up and just throw it down because you're not in church. Get you some 5x7 cards. Write the scriptures on them. Put them in your pocket. So whatever you do throughout the day, pull that scripture out. Quote it, quote it, quote it, quote it, because you might need it. And even if you don't need it that day, that week, that month, that season, it becomes a part of your lifestyle. It becomes a part of your lifestyle. She always imparted wisdom enough. I can never think of a time when she imparted things in us that was foolishness, that we looked at each other like, what is she talking about? Because the leader that we have, that we still have, believes in the word of God, first of all. She studies the words of God, first of all. And another thing I noticed that she doesn't allow foolishness around her. She has this look, like when people say stuff and it don't line up, or you try to tell her something that she knows not there, or it makes no sense. She don't say nothing. She just has a look. And if you don't know the look, you won't know. But if you do know the look, you'll know, like, oh, wow. Okay, so now that tells us, as a teacher, as my shepherd, she has taught us to use what the Bible just said earlier, our discernment. Amen. Test every spirit by the spirit. Amen. And you're going to get understanding that when your shepherds and your leaders are teaching, even though it don't sound right. See, I got another example. One time we was in Bible study and she was teaching, and it wasn't that I didn't agree with what she was saying. I just thought I had another insight on it because I was coming from a different direction. And I think it had got misconstrued, and it looked like I was trying to challenge her leadership and her wisdom in Bible study, which later on, as we sat and talked, I gave her my point of view, and I was telling her what I was trying to do. And then she was telling me, okay, but that doesn't look right in Bible study. Even if you don't agree with someone or you have another opinion when class is over or whatever, then we can minister to each other and talk to each other. We always got to remember we're ministering to each other. We're not talking at each other. So there was wisdom in that, because I didn't have wisdom in that. I learned something then. And because I learned it then, I don't think I never did it again. I don't think I never did that again. I don't challenge anything of what leaders say. My job is to come back myself and see what was what. Amen. It's never for me to say, hey, that don't sound right. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. That's out of order, first of all. Amen. And I just wanted to use those examples because those are things that actually happen and things that I've definitely been a part of. Amen. Glory to God. Go with me to chapter 14, verse 6. Amen. Chapter 14, verse 6. And it reads as such. A scorner seeks wisdom and findeth it not. But knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. It comes so, I've been doing some things and some creative things that I never thought I could do. But when I stopped, I just stopped and started listening. And I start listening and I start being a part of what it took for me to learn it. Turn all the music off, turn all the TVs off, just focused. I just focused, and because now it becomes easier. It becomes easier because the knowledge, knowledge is a beautiful thing. That knowledge, amen, was there all the time. I just didn't take the time to seek it. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. And that's why we have to understand the ministry. We have to understand the glory of God. We have to understand our calling. We have to get an understanding of who we are. We have to get an understanding of how important it is to fear God, in the sense of God knows what he's doing. What he say is law. Not to say, oh, he's going to kill. No. The Bible tells us that is what wisdom is. The first sign of wisdom is fearing God. Trusting and knowing God is right, whatever he tells us to do. Amen. And a lot of us don't want to understand this part, but the God in our shepherd and in our leaders and in our spouses, the God in them, it's also God speaking through them. So it's not for us to say, oh, I don't remember hear that. That don't even sound. That ain't the God I know. Why not? If you know God lives in your spouse, if you know that your spouse is wise wise and been used by God, and God uses them, who walks in truth, not full of nonsense, not full of foolery, not full of folly, and you know without a shadow of doubt. Why can't you trust the God in them? But you can trust, and I hope I'm saying this right. We can trust the God in TV evangelism, and people we don't even know can walk in a church and say, the Lord told me to come here today and take, and everything they say, the pastor done told you anyway. They done told you, but you don't want to receive it them because you walk around with your lips poke out. You walk around full of pride, full of, I ain't doing this. And oh, none of that is wisdom. That's foolishness. Amen. And we got to keep it real. We're going to get to the point where we get a true understanding of what wisdom and knowledge is. Hallelujah. Chapter 16, verse 21. Hallelujah. Chapter 16, verse 21. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Because that's the sweetness of lips. The things that are coming off your leader's lips are so sweet to the spirit. They're truthful. They're honorable. They're words of wisdom. They're words of encouragement. They're words of truth. They're words of understanding. They're words to help you get through the day, help you get through your Christian life, help you pray for someone, help you stop and listen sometime. That's one of the biggest things. We don't want to listen. We think we know everything. We just want to speak. Amen. But nobody wants to listen. Amen. Now, remember, we're talking about the wise. We're going to get to the foolish person. Amen. Chapter 17, hallelujah, glory to God. I don't want to rush. I'm just trying to get this done the right way. Chapter 17, verse 28, say, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. Ain't there something? The craziest, foolish, most non-centered person, when they start holding their peace, guess what the Bible just said? His peace is counted wise. Because a lot of times we get to running off at the mouth saying stuff, but when you just shut up, you become a wise person because you just had enough wisdom to say, I better just shut up. I'm making it worse for myself. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking and saying and talking because I got lips. Just running off the mouth. Everybody looking at me like I'm foolish. I know what I don't know what I'm talking about. So guess what? Today I'm going to just shut up and I'm going to listen. Because when I listen, I learn. And when I listen, I learn, I become wise. And when I listen, I learn, and I become wise, I got wisdom. I got God. Amen. Ain't that something? The fool's lips enter into contention. Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I like that. I'm going to remember that for me if I ever, because sometimes, you know, and I'm talking about me, get ready to say something real silly, you know, because I got a sense of humor too. So I try to, you know, sometimes I say stuff, but I got to make sure it's lined up with God. Amen. For real. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shuttereth his lips is esteemed man of understanding. Ain't that something? Shuttereth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Thank you, Jesus, for the information. Chapter 19, verse 11. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. It is his glory to pass over a transgression. Amen. Now, I'm trying to get through this because I want to really get to the foolish part too, because some of us really just need to know. Amen. We might know some foolish people who think they're not foolish. Amen. The third thing we're going to talk about the wise man is the ability to comprehend issues, to develop a mental sophistication, and expand, breathe of experience. To expand and to breathe of an experience. Amen. Let's go back to chapter 10, verse 15. Hallelujah. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Ain't that something? the destruction of the poor is their poverty. My, you know, First Lady used to always teach us about having a poverty mindset. God wants you to be here, but you run back to this. You know, God wants to give you a mansion, but you want to be ghetto fabulous. That's a poverty mindset. You won't get off welfare because it's free. And because I'm getting this every week or every 2 weeks, I don't want to go look for a job. I'm not wise enough to take the food stamps, load up with food, take the money, get me a trans pass, and go look for a job so I can take myself out of this poverty mindset so I can stop thinking I'm ghetto fabulous. Amen. Because I don't think there's really nothing fabulous about that. Me, myself, I've been in the ghetto. I know what it's like. You know what I mean? But we get to that point where that's the mindset we don't want to come out. You hear people say, this is my hood, dog. I'm going to die here. This is where I was born. This is where I'm going to die. First of all, you don't own nothing in that neighborhood. You don't own no property. You don't even own this corner that you stand on all the time. You don't own a porch that you sit on all the time. You own nothing. But the first thing you say, this is my hood. A hood is something you cover yourself with. A hood is something that's hovering over you, covering you. So we got the lingo, and we try to interpret it into the, you know, we try to make it seem like it's hip or cool or the right thing to be down. You know what I mean? I'm nobody's dog. You know, you ain't gonna call me dog. So we got to get wise enough to understand that the people we're around have to start addressing you properly, respecting you as who you are in Christ, man or woman of God, apostle, pastor, bishop, whoever you may be, doctor, whatever your title, they have to, but they're not going to respect that if we're not walking in wise character. If every time they see us, we fussing and screaming and cussing, they don't respect that. We got to walk upright in who we are in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to walk upright in who we are in Christ. Chapter 16, verse 20. Amen. I'm going to go there. Chapter 16, verse 20 reads, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whosoever trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Ain't that something? Have you ever been going through something, having a bad day and everything just going on? And because we never took the time to stop and trust in God, we're just looking at the issue before us, looking at what's going on around us, and we never stop. You ever notice when you stop, think about the goodness of the Lord, when you stop and start praising God, when you stop and think about where he brought you from, when you stop and start thinking about the joy of the Lord, how he brung you out of your mess, how he's been there time after time after time. And we got to just remember sometime, if he did it once, he'll do it again. But a lot of us wants to be caught up in that because it's drama. And we ain't had no drama. See, a lot of times we just, oh, my God, saved is so boring. Living this Christian life, I don't have no fun. I find it cool to be saved. That's my new slogan for my life. It's cool to be saved because I'm learning. I can laugh. I can have fun. I can roller skate. I can bowl. I can still do all the things. I just don't have to sin. I just don't go to gambling houses. I just don't do some of the things I used to do. I can still have fun and be saved because I got the Most High God overseeing me. He gonna bring me joy. Joy in the morning, joy in the afternoon, joy in the evening, and even when I'm down, if I trust and believe in God, I'm going to stand back up because it's the joy of the Lord that keeps me going. For real, it's the knowing that God loves me, knowing that God is real. If you ever be around somebody and they're sad and you don't want them to be sad, you love them so much that you try to find out what's really going on and you ask them a million questions, what's going on? Why are you doing this? Come on out of that. And you even pray somewhere for them or you try to pray with them, but you see it ain't working. And then when you get back around them, they just are happy cooking and singing. And you're like, what? I just prayed with it. And they tell you, I had to take it to Jesus. See, some things is just above us. beyond us, beyond our thinking, beyond us figuring it out, beyond us knowing the answer. Some things you just got to take to the throne room. You on your knees in the presence of God and the joy in the midst, because he gives us wisdom of the situation. It's not you, my daughter. It's not you, son. It's their spirit. It's them. They're letting the enemy use them. Who did I say you was? What did I say I was going to do for you? Have I ever let you down? So you got to start listening to God. Start going to God with the scriptures. Start asking him. Start giving his word back to him. And watch how easy he fixes it. It's wisdom. We got to stay focused. And we got to use the wisdom that God has given us. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about the wise person. Amen. Glory to his name. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 19. No, let's go 16. Chapter 19, verse 11. Hallelujah. Chapter 19, verse 11. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and in it is his glory to pass over a transgression. Now, isn't that something? In it is his glory to pass over the transgression. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger. We got a decision. You got a choice. You have a choice in the matter. Amen. I'm moving a little faster because I want to get through to the foolish part, and we still got some things that, you know, but it's all scripture. It's all biblical. Amen. We're just going to do a little teaching on this evening, if it's all right. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 19, verse 20 reads, hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. Get the wisdom now. Get the instructions now. So later on, you'll be wise. You won't be walking around foolish. You won't be walking around in the dark. You won't be walking around not understanding. You won't be walking around not knowing. Get the information now. Get the instructions now, that thou mayest be wise in the later end. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 21, verse 11. Hallelujah. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. Wow. When he is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. If your pastor gives you instruction, if your pastor gives you information, you're receiving knowledge. Don't take it as, oh my God, even when it's a rebuke, it's wisdom, it's knowledge, it's straightening you up, it's opening your eyes, it's trying to show you something, they're trying to enlighten you, they're trying to show your behavior. It's still wisdom. The scripture just before that just said, take it, get it, because in the latter year, it'll be wise to you to have it, because later on down the line, it'll help you. You ever know when you was growing up, your mother and father used to always tell you, boy, you better stay away from that Tyrone. Every time you're around Tyrone, you're in some trouble. Every time I see you and Tyrone, you're doing something you ain't got no business. Every time Tyrone around, your voice changed, your behavior changed. Sooner or later, Tyrone will get you in some trouble. They done gave you the wisdom. They done gave you the wisdom. They done gave you examples of the wisdom. Now, when you and Tyrone end up behind bars, or you and Tyrone end up in some trouble, yeah, can you come get me? Oh, I don't know what happened. The Lord told you what happened. He told you every time you're somewhere you ain't got no business, this is what happened. You not only hurt yourself, but you hurt others. Amen? We got to take heed to the wisdom. We got to take heed. Now, that don't mean for every time you go to somebody and say, well, God said, and God said, and no, God don't say it, because you're accountable for that. Then you become a liar. Amen. Because a lot of people take that and try to use that as a weapon against a person because they know they trusted God in you. And because I trusted God in you that much, it ain't for you to always tell me God saying, you know, God ain't saying. Amen. And I'm just using that for an example. That's not nothing. We're really getting low on time here. Oh, Holy Ghost. Okay, I'm just going to go over to the wise side, okay? We just got, can I go to the foolish side? Three words are translated, fool and proverbs. The first kind of fool has no desire to learn. And let's go to the first page. Let's go to the very first chapter of Proverbs for that one. The first kind of fool has no desire to learn. Chapter 1, verse 22. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity and the scorners delight in their scorning and fools hate knowledge? Ain't that something? You don't want nobody to help you. You don't want it. Nobody can tell you nothing. You don't want to be taught the right way. You just want to be evil and harsh and just think you know everything and nobody can tell you nothing. You ever find yourself, that's why you see people who's always by themselves. People don't want to be around as soon as you come. Oh, Lord, let me get away because I know he's going to come around with this nonsense. I don't have time for this. He think he know everything. Nobody can say nothing when he around. He always trying to correct you. When you know you right, you just bought that pair of shoes for $7.15. He gonna say, man, them shoes cost $7.60. I just walked by the store. And somebody that's always like that. You know what I mean? You got to separate yourself from that foolishness. But that's the kind of person they are. Amen. Let's go to chapter 18, verse 2. A fool have no delight in understanding. Ooh, don't even want to know nothing. Don't even want to get an understanding. Don't even want to get a revelation. Don't even want to get nothing out of it. But that his heart may discover itself. Ain't that something? It's all about what you say. All about what you think you know. All about you. All about you. Nobody else know nothing. Just what you know. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to rush. I hate to rush through these, but I want us to get them an understanding of the foolish part as well. And the first kind of fool has no desire to learn, and is interested only in foolishness. That's all they're interested in, foolishness, characterized by insufficient mental disability. Insufficient mental ability, insufficient funds. Ain't nothing in there. Cuckoo. Lord, please, I hope I didn't say that wrong. I didn't mean to say it, the disrespecting one, but insufficient mental ability. Ain't nothing in there. Hallelujah. Amen. Chapter 15, verse 2. Let me see what the words say. Chapter 15, verse 2. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright. But the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. So all they talk about, nonsense. All they talk about, nonsense. Pour it out. Just coming out. That's pouring out. Just pouring out. Amen. Nonsense. Chapter 15, verse 14. Hallelujah. Chapter 15, verse 14. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. See? The one that seeketh knowledge has an understanding. They have an understanding they need knowledge. They have an understanding that they want knowledge. They have an understanding they don't know everything. And they even have an understanding that the person they're seeking the knowledge from is full of knowledge. Wisdom and understanding. They speak the truth when they speak. Amen. They're getting the information from the Most High God. They're not going to give them nothing to lead them into sin. They're not going to try to plant a seed to make you go do something that you know that you don't want to do. We used to say, don't cash a check that your body can't. How far I go? And good. Thank you for not knowing. But anyway, we used to say these little things because there's some things that we put ourselves in that has nothing to do with God. That has nothing to do with God. And that's where we want to be. We want to be getting the wisdom of God. And I'm thankful that I have the shepherd that I have because we have Bible study together. We get up on some Saturday mornings with a piece of toast. Well, she eats toast and cereal. That's her favorite. I eat whatever she gives me. And we open up our Bibles. We got Bibles just spread around anyway. But she got a lot of them. She got this big, heavy one. Woo, Jesus. But it gets to the point you read one line of a scripture, and we in it. We, you know, we trying to find verses. We trying to see what it really mean and what revelation did God give us, and what revelation did God give her, and remember a time, and oh, my God, you know, because that's wisdom. We're seeking the things of God. We're not in gun books. Ooh, we're going to get the barrel on that. What about getting me some bullets? I can go down to the bank and go in that bank. No, no, that's foolishness. When people come around you with your foolishness, you ain't got to walk away in this. You can real politely say, excuse me, for real? Where is the wisdom in that? And no matter what they say, you just stay calm. Because guess what? When they walk away, they think about it. Because God has spoke to you. And that voice lingers forever. Amen. Glory to his name. The second kind of fool is a bit more intense. He's a little more intense in his foolishness, even in his moral perverse and insolent. And how you say it? Insolent. And nonsense. In a sense, it means craziness. He is more sinful than stupid. Ain't that something? Now, the Bible said that. Let's go back to chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. They don't want no understanding. They don't want the truth. They don't want nobody to help them. They just want to go on what they think is right. They won't even follow The speed limit say 55 miles an hour, you going 60. The speed limit say 65, you got to go 80. And then when the law of the land pull you over and say you broke the law, you got the nerve to have an attitude. Well, I didn't see it. And I do this all the time. Well, you foolish all the time. See what I'm saying? We got to even be careful with the way we even talk. We even say stuff to make situations worse. When you're just that foolish, you can make the situation worse for yourself. Amen. Chapter 14, verse 9. Hallelujah. Chapter 14, verse 9. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous, there's favor. Continue to be righteous, because in the midst of all being righteous, we can help that sinful person. We can help that person. And you know, people all, you know, man, they always talking about we can't smoke. That's a sin. I can't go to the casino. That's a sin. They done lost their mind. How come I can't have my boo, my baby mom, and my side piece? That's on them. I'm going to do me. That's foolishness. That's just what that is telling us. That is straight foolishness. That is just... They make a mock out of sin. They're mocking sin. Well, you just go ahead and sit down and listen to your Holy Ghost music and drink your lemon water. I'm going down here and listen to R. Kelly and drink me a 40. I just going to do what I'm going to do. Okay. There's a price to pay for that. Because the wages of sin is death. And if you're wise enough to get that scripture, maybe you'll slow down. Because that scares me. That's one scripture right there I think about on a daily basis. Boop. The wages of sin is death, boy. Is that a sin you just... And that's me. That's for me. Amen. I think about that. The second kind of fool is a bit more intense, and his foolishness is morally perverse. He is more sinful than stupid. And he is a troublemaker. A troublemaker. If you know some kind of them kind of people, let's pray for him. Amen. Chapter 12, verse 16 says, a fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth his shame. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? A fool's wrath is always known. Ain't that something? Just always, everywhere, and something all the time. All the time. all the time. Chapter 20, verse 3. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling, always in something. Either somebody's business, either in something they got nothing to do with. You ever see the person walk right up, having a nice conversation, four or five people come in, instigate? Man, if I was you, I would have went over there. Man, if I was you, I'd straighten that situation. Now, who was it? What? Get out of here. Man, is you going to let that go down like that? It's always something. And now I understand. I never understood why certain people should walk away from me before I got saved. Like, I could come up, but certain people would stay, and then there was people who just walk away. Even when it was like one-on-one, I could just walk up to the bus stop or see them somewhere, they would walk away, never speak, never say nothing. And the ignorance of me, I used to walk and talk about them. I wish they'd say something, though. I'd bust them, and I'd do this, and I'd do that. See, because I didn't have knowledge of Christ, I was in a whole lot of mess. And because of that, I put myself in situations that only Christ can get me out of. That's why I say, Lord, I thank you for helping me even when I didn't know your name. You was there for me. You kept me. You purged me. You put me in places even to this day that I know I don't deserve to be. You ever think about your significant other and say, that's what I understand about equally yoked. Because I couldn't have the wife I got right now if I was in the world. First of all, she just wouldn't go for it. Listen here, my brother, you can come to the church and sit in the front row, or you can sit in the back. I don't care where you sit at, but that ain't going down like that. See, we got to get to that point too. Just don't want to have a bedmate. Just don't get a man because you lonely. Don't get a wife because you lonely. You better get somebody that's equally yoked to you, that y'all visions are the same, y'all ministries are going to the same direction. You got to know how to lead. And even wisdom comes in marriage, where even though either one of y'all get on each other's nerve, we know how to accept that and still love you. Because guess what I've learned? It's just a part of them. And my nonsense, they just know. That's just, they got my voice. Like sometimes we can be sitting there, be talking, and I'm like, what the? She be like, oh, honey, calm down. That's my voice. But she understands it's my voice. But wisdom tells me, okay, just try to calm it down. And she uses wisdom by the way she say it. Like, honey, that's kind of loud. Where you think you at? You know what I mean? That's that street voice. You're not in the street. And so we got to, even wisdom got to tell you. Wisdom tells you this, ladies. A man who finds a good wife finds it a good thing. That's wisdom on your behalf. Don't look for Tyrone. Don't search for him. Let God put in his heart everything about you that excites him. Let God put in his heart all the things that he needs. When he see you, he sweats. When he see you, his heart skips a beat. When he see you, he blushes. He smiles on the inside. When he see you, all he wants to do is take care of you, be there with you, be there for you, and go on a journey with you. Some people, they want to go on a journey because they think they see something that ain't there. They think you might have a fine car. You gotta be so careful. But you will know the man that God sent you because you know what you was praying for. You know nonsense. You know game. God ain't going to let you be fooled. You know game when you see it. You know game when you recognize it. Amen. I'm going to do a couple more because I got an announcement I want to make. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 20, verse 3. Hallelujah. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. Always in something. Amen. Hallelujah. The third kind of fool is ignoble. He has no sense of ethics or religion and is shameless and uncaring. Chapter 17, verse 7. Chapter 17, verse 7 reads, excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. Ain't that something? That sound like the president right there to me, but I hope that's not sinful to say that. I'm just using him for an example. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips be a prince. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Chapter 30, verse 32. I got an announcement to make. And we'll continue this because we got some more stuff to do on this. Amen. We're going to continue this next Monday. Chapter 30, verse 32 reads, if thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay mine hand upon thy mouth. Shut up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm sorry that I rushed through this, but I hope we all got something out of it. We got two more parts. We're going to talk about next Monday what happens to the wise and what happens to the fool. And we're going to talk about how does one become wise and how does one become a fool. Amen. Glory to God. So we'll be in the book of Proverbs for the next few weeks. Amen. Glory to God. But I want to say to the listeners and everybody that can hear me and the sound of my voice, and if you can't, please tell somebody. Next Monday, we will be celebrating First Lady Dr. Apostle Carolyn McNeil's Life Day. Amen. Please, we're gonna honor her and song. We're gonna honor her. We got some of her sermons. We got some. We just got a lot of good things going. But we know it would be a little more beneficial if you could just reach out to the woman of God that's been praying and fasting and teaching and preaching all these years and going forth and making sure we get fed and making sure the word be a blessing. I'm gonna tell you a little story real quick and she can witness this. One time we went to a church. We went to a church and the church was mostly people that was either homeless, had addictions or getting their lives back together, but they was faithful to the church and everything. And we went there, and what took me out, I think it was the first lady's birthday or whatever it was. She had all these balloons and it, but they got her a cruise, got her a gift, got her something personal for herself, got her a massage. Now, these are people who didn't even have jobs. These are people who were just getting their own lives together. But they respected and loved their first lady so much. They honored her because they know and knew how much she poured into their life. Their lives is much better because of what she sacrificed and put into their life. And if you be honest with yourself and just think about how First Lady has poured into your life, how she has ministered to you, how she may have said something that was inspiring. She has given of herself to make sure that we have a better way of living and a better way of understanding those that she has raised. I'm reaching out to everybody that I can, people that she may have taught years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years, how many years ago she may have raised somebody up in a little church down in the hut, the church by the mountainside, the church by the lake, wherever it may have been. But I know she's reached out to so many people. It amazed me how people, because they still call, they still like, can you do this? Da 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 da. Now it's our turn to do for First Lady. It's our turn now to do and honor the woman of God. I mean, you go to Jay-Z concert, that man ain't never did nothing for you. You go all the way down here to these people who they can say they having a pastoral concert and Marvin Sapp gonna be there. You go buy all this fancy dooey stuff, wig, nails, eyes, shoes, all that. Go down there, put an offering up on the thing, give them the gas money, give them the car keys, put everything up on it, and the man ain't never prayed for you, ain't never laid hands on you. Probably don't even know your name, but we get so caught up in superstardom instead of forget about the people who is doing the work in the vineyard for you. You see what I'm saying? That's like when you never had nothing. This person feed you. They make sure you got clothes in your back. They make sure you pay all bills is paid. Da 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 da. Then somehow God start blessing you. You get wealth. Pew. You're off to the races and I'm not saying that it's about things and stuff, but it's about respect. It's about showing somebody how much You care, because guess what? Your turn is coming. You're going to be a pastor one day. You're going to be a leader one day. You're going to be a bishop, a pastor, a minister, an apostle, something in the kingdom of God. And you got to remember how you treated your leader. Where was your heart at? Because where is the wisdom in not helping and not reaching out, not sacrificing? See, this is a beautiful time to sacrifice. Yeah, the codemic, we ain't got this, we ain't got this. But what I do have, all you can have. Because I trust and believe that the God in you is part of the reason I'm still moving forward in life. It's part of the reason that I might still be breathing. It might have been your prayers that interceded for me that kept me out of dangers that was unseen. Amen. I'm not politicking. I'm just telling it like a T.I. is, because that's real stuff there. We got to get back to honoring the pastors and the leaders of the church. You can't say, oh, they got a nice house, got a nice car, but where was you at when they didn't have that? When they was eating pancakes for lunch, breakfast, and dinner, oodles and noodles, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, traveling from one side of the country to the next side of the country, leave the house 4 in the afternoon, get to the destination 10, come back 6 a.m. in the morning, do it all over again for years, because they did it because of the love of Christ, and it's their assignment. Because they love us enough to sacrifice. Do you love her enough to sacrifice? That's something for you to think about over this weekend. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. I thank all of our listeners, all our supporters. We pray for you. We love you with the love of the Lord. And we honor you. And we're so thankful. Like I said, there's so much is going to happen. Starting the following week, we're going to have inspirational music Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 to 1. I'll be your host from 12 to 1. We'll still have your Fix It 6 on Mondays. We'll still have Fresh Fire Friday on Friday evening. We'll have Bishop Butler on Tuesdays. We'll have me on Mondays. We have First Lady Live on Wednesdays. We're trying to give our all to make sure every avenue 12 o'clock is going to be like 12 o'clock prayer. We don't know what it's going to turn into, but we're going to make them airwaves available. We're going to make that time available where you can call in, get prayer. You can call in. Thank God. You can call in. We're going to just play music. We're going to take emails. We're just going to do it up because we love the Lord that way. And we want everybody to be saved. We want nobody to be left behind. And we trust that God will give us the resources, the strength, the wisdom, the power, the understanding, the patience, and just to keep focused on doing thus saith the Lord. No matter what nobody else is doing, no matter what people say, we got to do what we are called to do. Amen. So I'm saying all that to say, if y'all want to cash at First Lady, it's anointed, A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, 222. Amen. That's, if you want a phone caller, 302-883-9799 is the ministry number. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. We in this thing together, because when God open up, when he open up this ark and this corona is gone, all his servants, those who served him righteously, those who did it above and beyond, those who sacrificed for others. Oh, watch how God do his thing. It's just going to be so many supernatural miracles going around. I'm trying to be in line, trusting God with all my heart. Amen. And I just got to remember that the Spirit of God, Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to out to the brokenhearted to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prisons to those who are bound. Amen. That's why I do it. No other reason. Amen. With that being said, we're going to pray out. We're going to play a song. And I pray and hope that you dig deep in your heart and bless the woman of God. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your airways. We thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge. We thank you for the talents that you have given us. We thank you for the joy, the laughter, the peace of mind, the understanding. We thank you, Father, for reaching out and pulling us out of our wicked, wicked ways. We thank you, God, right now, because you're God by yourself. You don't need no reason, because you're almighty. You're powerful. You're all that we ever going to need, and you're all that we do need. You are the true and Omega, the one and only God, and we trust and believe that all is well. So, Father, because you blessed us and kept us on this day, we give you praise and honor. We love you, God. We need you, God, and we will never, never turn our backs on you, God, because you never, never turned your back on us. And we just prayed that prayer. In Jesus' name, we're going to have a song, and amen.
Because anytime you sing about Jesus, how many of you know there's something about that name? There's something about that name. I want you to listen to it, and let's let the Lord bless us in this song.
happens, something happens, something happens, yeah. Reason why I know it is because something is happening right now. Something is happening right now. I feel it all. I feel His presence. I feel His presence. I feel His anointing. Because there's something about it. Something about that name.
Hallelujah.